going. The question to ask again is, where is the illusion here? We must not forget that the bourgeois interval... Interval? What the fuck's that? The bourgeois individual, in his everyday ideology, is definitely not a speculative Hegelian. He does not conceive the particular content as resulting from an autonomous movement of the universal idea. He is, on the contrary, a good Anglo-Saxon nominalist, thinking that the universal is a property of the particular, that is, of really existing things. Value in itself does not exist. There are just individual things which, among other properties, have value. The problem that is in his practice, in his real activity, he acts as if the particular commodity, which is so many embodiments of universal value. To rephrase Marx, he knows very well that Roman law and German law are just two kinds of law. But in his practice, he acts as if the law itself, this abstract entity, realizes itself in Roman law and in German law. So now, we have made a decisive step forward. We have established a new way to read the Marxian formula. They do not know it, but they are doing it. The illusion is not on the side of knowledge. It is already on the side of reality itself. Of what the people are doing. What they do not know is that their social reality itself, their activity, is guided by an illusion, by fetishistic inversion. What they overlook, what they misrecognize, is not the reality of the illusion which is structuring their reality. Their real social activity. They know very well how things really are, but they are still doing it as if they did not know. The illusion is therefore double. It consists in overlooking the illusion which is structuring our real, effective relationship to reality. And this overlooked, unconscious illusion is what may be... What? It's what may be called the ideological fantasy. If our concept of ideology remains the classic one, which the illusion is located in knowledge, then today's society must appear post-ideological. The prevailing ideology is that of cynicism. People no longer believe in ideological truth. They do not take ideological propositions seriously. The fundamental level of ideology, however, is not that of an illusion masking the real state of things, but that of an unconscious fantasy structuring our social reality itself. And at this level, we are of course far from being a post-ideological society. Cynical distance is just one of many ways to blind ourselves to the structuring power of ideological fantasy. Even if we do not take things seriously, even if we keep an ironical distance, we are still doing
it.
Funny.
lots of people, they are out today, led astray. My tummy feels so funny, 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 funny tummy, social anxiety, funny tummy, leg, set an X, John and Edgar, yeah, John and Edgar, lay, lay, John and Edgar, yeah, John and Edgar, whoa! John and Edgar,
yeah, baby.
John and Edgar, I don't know. John and Edgar, what do you mean? John and Edgar, how do you see? John and Edgar, John and Edgar,
yeah.